Well, so the last couple weeks we played some of the hits. We did a James Bond ranking episode. We broke that into two sections. And some of you might be thinking, hey, let's get back to the fucking movies. Well, we are. But after this episode.
Also, maybe they should drink less.
Well, that too.
Yeah. We apologize for whatever state we were in. That was recorded, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And that was literally the first time we got together, like, post-pandemic restrictions and stuff. And,
right.
Look, we were just real happy to be together.
Right. So, what we're doing this week is we were talking about how many trailers have dropped since the Super Bowl.
Tons.
It's a shitload.
It's tons.
So we thought what we'd do is we'd go through the ones that we feel like are at least interesting, something we may be talking about on the end of the year episode and going from there. So I have them all written out right here.
Okay.
Make sure we don't forget anything.
Oh, no, we wouldn't want to.
We'll start out with probably the one that we're the most excited for.
Twisters.
Yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep. This is the biggie.
We didn't know that was even the title of that movie. So that tells me that Hugh Jackman has a way bigger role in this than just a cameo.
Yes. I think it probably tells me that he has a way bigger role than just a cameo. And he's probably going to get a producer's credit. And it was probably one of his demands to come out of retirement to be Wolverine again.
Oh, yeah.
That's the very first thing I thought was like, I just know Ryan Reynolds got him and then was like, but I want it to be Deadpool and Wolverine.
He was done with this character. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he had done all there is to do with it. I mean, I was shocked that he came back for this.
Well, have you seen Logan?
Yeah.
Is it good? Everybody says it's great.
It is.
I haven't seen it.
It is. I mean, you're getting a Wolverine in some aspects that you've always wanted to see, for sure.
In Logan, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's they're going off of this old man Logan story from the comics, which I'm not sure is canon or not. I don't think it is. But anyhow, they do that very well. I think they sometimes go a little over the top with the teenage edgelord kind of things in that movie. Like having Professor X swear and things like that.
Boo! Yeah, I hate this already.
Yeah, that just seems kind of out of character. But there are a lot of things that are very great in that movie, too.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've always heard it's really good. I think it was directed by James Mangold, who has done good work.
Right.
And Dial of Destiny. yikes.
Jesus, yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I was shocked. I was shocked that he came back for this. It's also just shocking that he first played Wolverine in X-Men 2000. That was 24 years ago.
Yeah.
And 24 years later, this almost 60-year-old... Is he almost 60? He might be 60.
Close to it. He's got to be. Close,
right? Yeah.
He's got to be.
He's still doing this. It's incredible.
I mean, he's still built like a brick shithouse. I mean, I know...
No, it's all now. You know, chicken and broccoli and rice.
Chicken, broccoli, and rice. Yeah.
Lifting. Look, you lift twice a day. You drink lots of water. Chicken, broccoli, rice, and you too can look like that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What they're going for in this, to me, is using Deadpool to reset the MCU.
That's what I really wanted to talk about, is what you think they're going to do with this movie, because there's been a lot of speculation, and I completely agree. First of all, this is an awesome trailer. It looks great. I'm so excited for this. I really like the first Deadpool movies, and at this point, everybody knows I'm not a big Marvel guy, but love Deadpool. In the trailer, we get blood, violence, an F-bomb, a pegging joke, a very funny pegging joke.
Well, yeah, and then the way he sets it up, it's the, I forget what they're called. Like, it's from Loki. They're like these time...
It's the TVA.
TVA,
I don't know what that stands for.
It has to do with time.
Yeah, okay.
And the multiverse.
Yes, and on that note, that immediately is a concern. Like, clearly they're not going to chop the legs off Deadpool, metaphorically, right? Like, we get all this kind of adult stuff in the trailer. It's clearly going to be an R-rated movie. Great. So we're not getting the Disneyification of Deadpool.
Well, they pull these, like, taser things out.
Yeah, they're like baton. Like batons.
Baton tasers, yeah. Like electroshock tasers. You've seen them in 1,000 movies. Mm-hmm. And Deadpool's like, well, you think that scares me? This isn't my first time experiencing pegging, but it is for Marvel. And he looks right
for
at
Disney.
The camera.
He says Disney.
For Disney, yes.
He's like, this isn't my first time with pegging, but it is for Disney. And then he looks at the camera.
Yeah, he says Disney. That's right.
And I'm like, all right.
Yes.
Good. Yay. Like it. My concern is with the whole TVA thing, because a big complaint of the recent that I've heard, because I'm not, I don't care about Marvel, but big complaint I've heard about the recent run of Marvel movies is that they've gotten so far into their own lore that to understand most of their movies now, you have to have seen 12 episodes of three different TV shows and 14 movies and all this shit and read books and whatever. And it's like confusing general audiences. And the fact that the TVA is popping up in Deadpool, if they just keep it to that, then okay. But if they Marvel-fy Deadpool and they make it like, we got to understand all these things to get where he's coming from and all this shit, it's like,
There's a lot going on in this movie and even in this trailer.
Yeah, a ton.
I saw Pyro from the X-Men universe.
Really? I didn't notice that.
He's at one point in this. I've heard Jennifer Garner is back as Elektra.
Well, that was such a successful endeavor. I could completely understand right, why.
But I'm saying they're also going into the Sony-verse, so it's like, I think they're using this movie to reset everything and try to fix the fucking mess they have right now.
I completely agree. I think that's what they're going for. And they have an even bigger mess than people might realize, because not only is the MCU a mess, but they're also trying to fold in these older characters. I mean, Kevin Feige said the other day that, or a few months ago, whatever, that no, now every Marvel movie ever is technically part of the MCU via corporate merger and whatever. So really they have access to all these characters. They could literally pull anything, starting with Blade, which would be, please bring back Wesley Snipes. So yeah, like they have this enormous mess of a world that they need to probably streamline and figure out where to go with it for the next round of movies.
I hope if they like go balls in on this, that there's a cameo by like the old Captain America from that movie.
Oh, like the 90s one?
Yeah.
He's like 80 years old now.
Still, it would be fucking great, dude.
It would be funny if Deadpool just starts it sort of would be like The Flash, what The Flash did, except, you know, good and funny.
Or like that cheesy Fantastic Four movie. They have a cameo in
Oh, yeah, 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 all of it. Chris Evans shows up as multiple characters. He could be Johnny Storm and Captain America.
Oh, my God, yes.
Captain America's in this trailer. He sees him on the TV when he's in the TVA office.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's on one of the monitors. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. I think they're going to use this to either reset the universe, clean out the universe. It would be funny if Deadpool just goes around and, like, kills a bunch of characters that you love. He shows up in, like, Ben Affleck Daredevil and just shoots him.
Well, there is a comic book called Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
I've actually heard of this, yeah.
So I don't know if they're... I don't think so. I think Wolverine, excuse me, is going to play a pivotal role in this, obviously. Like you said, the only way they got him, Hugh Jackman, to come back for this is if he's a big-time player in this.
Totally, totally.
It seems like we're getting multiple Wolverines and we're getting multiple Deadpools in this too, so...
Okay, interesting. How long do you think Wolverine will actually be in the yellow suit for?
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that seems generous. Yeah, agreed.
I think we're getting the mask, but I don't think it's going to be very long.
Okay.
What do you think?
I hope so. Yeah, I'd love that. I mean, it's a cool... We're about to do X-Men here pretty soon, and that'll be our next episode.
Yep.
And it was, you know, obviously going back to that first movie, which is a really interesting watch. But I mean, there's even a line in that movie, a joke of, you know, what were you expecting? Yellow spandex when they put the, you know.
Yes, weird... I was.
Yes, I was, actually. Thank you. That's right. And the whole audience said in unison, yes, we were.
Do you think they use this to fold X-Men in?
Yeah. That's tough because, I mean, those actors are so old now.
New X-Men.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking a new X-Men because legally, and it's tough because one of the reasons Marvel has sat on X-Men and not done X-Men for so long is
it's same cast, right?
Yeah, excuse me. It's a casting issue. They contractually could not recast those roles until like it's either this year or next year. So I don't know if it's too early for them to have like new X-Men in place.
Well, they got to do a better job on Cyclops. I guess we'll get into that next week.
We'll talk about that next week. Okay, my prediction is we're going to see some X-Men, obviously. I think we're going to see a lot of the old Sony X-Men.
We should do that for each one of these trailers, by the way.
Oh, predictions?
Just a quick little, like, what sure. We think is going to happen in the movie.
We're spending a lot of time on Deadpool because this is the one that we're, like, actually excited for and interested in. And it does seem... I mean, look, despite what Sony wants you to believe, there's only one MCU movie coming out this year. There's like five Sony movies, and they're all going to be a disaster. This is the only MCU movie this year. Marvel has a lot riding on this. They're going to pull out all the stops, I think, and they're going to do something big. So, yes, Fantastic Four we know has been cast now. I would not be surprised if we see them pop up. X-Men. I don't know what is wrong with my throat.
I'm the same, dude.
You this has been the most brutal year for us health-wise. Anyway. Yeah, I think we're going to see some X-Men old and maybe some new. You know what it'll probably be like, I don't know, a post-credit scene where you see like a visor light up and a storm blow in. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
It would be enough to get me going, though, to see that fucking visor. Oh, yeah. Because I love Cyclops. Both of us love Cyclops. We both love Cyclops. Which we'll talk about next week. All right, moving on. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire has
We're doing this again?
And it's got us to the point now where we already decided we're probably not covering that on the podcast.
Yeah, we're over it.
I'm still going to watch it because everybody knows how I feel about Ghostbusters. Go back and listen to our top 10 movies of all time episode. Mm-hmm. It comes out on my birthday. So I'm like, well, the stars have aligned. I'm going to drag my family to it. And Matt's out of town. He comes back the next day, and then I was like, well, should I wait? And now I'm telling him.
I'm seeing Bruce Springsteen. I'm spending my money on something valuable and worthwhile.
Now I'm telling him, okay, we'll go see it together, like, if it's worth it. You know what I mean? So I just,
Both love Ghostbusters, but both so wary of this.
I thought this was the best trailer that they have dropped.
The latest one.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, I see that ghosts are breaking out of the containment unit again. They have the same clip of the purple spirit streams floating through New York. And, hey, you remember this?
Do you remember the ghost breaking out in Ghostbusters 1 because Walter Peck shut off the ghost capture system? Well, guess what? You're going to get it again.
And then they end this trailer with the little merchandising opportunities of the Stave Puft Marshmallow Men.
Okay. Since we're probably not going to cover this movie, I'd like to get my rant about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man out now, because I was going to save it for that podcast. Mm-hmm. What is the obsession with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? Like, I understand it's a merchandising opportunity. Of course, I get that. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was only the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man himself is not a possessed being. That was Gozer taking form in something that they would think of that would be the form of their destructor.
Correct.
Choose the form of your destructor. Right. Yeah. The Marshmallow Man itself isn't haunted.
You're right.
Why are they always popping up again? I know it's because you remember the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It drives me freaking nuts.
Stay Puft is basically Gozer.
Yeah, still, that is Gozer just taking a form. It's correct. Gozer doesn't have a form. Gozer takes the form that you think of.
Back in the days, Gozer took the form of a giant sloth, remember?
That's right.
So that's all that is.
Gozer
could
be anything. Gozer could be a Lincoln Log. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But you remember the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, so we got to have it everywhere. We got to have it in the trailers.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Slimer's back. Walter Peck is playing a huge role in this again.
He looks like the mayor.
So, like, what I predict in this is you're going to have a lot of the hits. They're going to be playing a lot of the hits. The villain, I guess the stakes have been upped a little bit because it looks like... It honestly looks like... The Witch Queen from fucking Destiny. And I know that means nothing to you.
That means less than nothing to me. I'm so sorry.
But that's... I swear they kind of like copied that model. I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
But I think the OGs are going to get killed off. That's a prediction I'm making
here. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to be phased out of this.
Well, thank God, because it's getting depressing. I mean, seeing 80-year-old Bill... By the way, did you know Bill Murray is younger than...
I don't know.
I've lost his name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The Black Ghostbuster.
Oh, how dare you?
Oh, whatever.
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson, thank you. Ernie Hudson is... That man looks incredible.
He does.
Goodness gracious. He's 80. Bill Murray is 76.
Bill Murray looks worse than Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, and that's saying something.
That
Dan
is
Aykroyd,
saying something.
Dan Aykroyd has a lot of miles on that gun.
But I just think Dan Aykroyd probably just drinks beer all day long, and Bill Murray does every drug on the fucking planet.
Yeah, Bill Murray did all the cocaine in the 70s and 80s, and also Dan Aykroyd is a heavy cigar smoker, which does age you. If anybody's seen Michael Jordan recently, he's got like, his skin is leather, and he's got like yellow eyes.
Annie Potts still looks good.
She looks really good, yeah.
But...
She's going to be in a jumpsuit. She's going to be a Ghostbuster.
It's just sad, like, seeing them, especially Bill Murray. It really bums me out, man. And he just doesn't have the fire he had in the first Ghost, even in the second Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Murray was pretty checked out in the second Ghostbusters.
He was, but at least there was energy. I don't want to say it was positive energy. It was probably like, I'm going to fucking chew the scenery energy. That's what he was in part two.
That's fair.
Right?
That's
fair. But there was energy behind it.
Yeah.
He just looks tired.
I mean, it's like the joke when he did his cameo in 2016 Ghostbusters. He literally just sits in a chair the whole time.
Exactly. Because
he's like, you know, he just didn't want to be there. And he's like, well, I'll do it if I can sit in this fucking chair.
I hope I'm wrong. Lines.
I mean, he had no energy in the last one. I didn't even know if he was going to show up. And then, you know, he didn't, immediately falls down, and then that's it. This one, he's just sort of wandering around aimlessly, listlessly delivering his dialogue.
Yeah.
You know Annie Potts is going to have a moment where she suits up and turns on the proton pack, and the music's going to swell, and she's going to say, this one's for Egon.
Yeah. Fuck. Yep. This to me feels like, let's say Roger did two more movies after...
A View to a Kill?
Yeah.
When he was 57 years old and looked 100?
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
You would just be like, oh, man, what are we doing here?
Now we're on Bond Talk, but I mean, you watch A View to a Kill and you're like, what are we doing here? Everybody's so old. This is like, come on, guys. No, totally. I mean, it's this weird thing that movies now do where you have to bring back the elderly people and they're so old and they're too old to be doing this shit. Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones. But then you pair them.
A recent example is Indiana Jones.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Or it's like really 80-year-old Harrison Ford.
Whipping around.
Yeah. But then you pair them, instead of pairing them with like a competent, I don't know, 40-year-old man in the prime of his life, you pair them with literal children.
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd, same thing. I mean, it's so bizarre. Like, Ghostbusters, within the logic of that universe, it made sense because those guys were like, you know, whatever. They were in their 30s. They were scientists. They were in their career. The age made sense. Pairing 80-year-old Ghostbusters with 14-year-old kids to team up and save the city, it just doesn't work. I hate it.
The model for reopening this franchise should have been, Ghostbusters is a business that has been running for 40 years.
Right.
The OGs are now in the office or something.
Bill Murray's the slimy CEO.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, okay, yeah, the last 5 years, business has really been slow. They're having a hard time keeping the doors open. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, spiritual turbulence has picked up, and they're back in business.
Oh, thanks, Joe Biden.
But don't treat them like this thing that they're continuing this theme of... Well, that didn't really happen. Or are we sure that really happened?
Yeah. Like, oh, they're still doing this. I know. It's crazy. Yeah. No, there's a line in one of the trailers, one of the 46 trailers they've released for this movie. There have been so many trailers where Walter Peck says, oh, these con artists 40 years ago, I'm getting flashbacks to that stupid Halloween movie where everybody was just yelling 40 years ago, the whole entire movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't watch that ever. They say it again where it's like 40 years ago, these con artists convinced the city. They saved the city from ghosts with no eyewitnesses. Oh, really? Nobody saw the giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
These kinds of things are an indictment on today's Hollywood, too, because they feel the necessity to bring back these old people because they're not fucking stars anymore. There are no stars. They have to bring back the stars.
These days, IP is the star. The names are the star. The proton packs are the star. The Millennium Falcon is a star. Harrison Ford's hat is the star. It's things you remember. You recognize this and you clap. And you're right. There are no up and coming Hollywood stars to carry things. I mean, you look at a guy like Chris Evans. Chris Evans should be a major Hollywood star. He's doing shit on Netflix because that's all he can get. Nobody watches it. There's no vehicles for him anymore. If he's not Captain America, he's nothing. It is bizarre. Tom Holland, same thing. Charismatic, good actor. If he's not in Spider-Man, every non-Spider-Man movie he's done is bombed.
Honestly, you can tell me if I'm out of step here. The biggest new movie star of the last 10 years who's an actual star, and even that star is fading, is a fucking Rock.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
And even that's not drawing like it used to, but...
I would say yes to that. I agree with you. I mean, he's a big draw. But every single one of his, or at least most of his projects, his most successful projects, he hasn't exactly been the only draw. Like, his biggest projects...
That's fair.
Are Fast and Furious, right? Which was an existing franchise. And he's very good in that. To me, he's the best part of that. I love him in those movies. You know, he's done a lot of Disney IP stuff, right? Where it's like, well, yeah, he's going to carry the movie and you know his name, but you also know this thing.
Sure.
Then he goes off and he does a thing, admittedly a not very good thing, in Black Adam, where like, no, no, it's The Rock. He's front and center. He's carrying this movie, yeah, and it bombs. And so, yes, I agree with you, but even with everything he's done, there's always been like something else kind of attached to it.
But even the bloom is off the rose with him a little bit.
Oh, for sure. There's a reason he's back in WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, come on.
All right, so
Ghostbusters, we don't even know if we're going to do this. Oh, we've already made some predictions. How do we think it? Do we think there's going to be like a... Oh, God, do you think Ghost Egon's going to show up again? They're not going to do that again.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
But I do think, like we talked about, they're going to play all the hits.
Yep.
You know, Walter Peck is going to get some kind of marshmallow bath or something will be recreated to do that again. Yeah. Mark my fucking words. I said it here right now. That is going to happen again.
Yeah, probably.
That is
probably
going to happen again.
I'm with you.
Venkman is going to get some kind of interaction with Slimer. That's mm-hmm. going to happen in this movie.
Yeah, well, they gave that interaction to Stranger Things kids, in the trailer at least.
Yeah.
Where you just... when he got slimed, he just kind of goes like, well, he literally does the, yep, that's a thing that just happened line, which I hate, obviously. But I thought for sure they couldn't help themselves. He was going to do the, it slimed me, but he doesn't. Fortunately, they showed an ounce of control.
Yeah.
At least for now. I don't know. I'm not excited for this. Maybe it'll be good. Whatever. I hope it is.
Let's talk about Borderlands. So
this why?
Is based
why is that a thing we would do?
This is based on a popular video game.
Uh-huh.
What blows my mind away is the casting here.
Oh, really? You don't think 75-year-old Jamie Lee Curtis is a functional action hero?
Cate Blanchett is in this?
Kevin Hart.
And Kevin Hart is supposed to be, they cast him in this role where he's supposed to be, like, this serious military guy.
Why would you cast Kevin Hart to be a serious military guy?
That's what I don't understand.
Kevin Hart is the casting in this that at least makes, like, the most sense. Like, yeah, you'd cast Kevin Hart in a goofy movie like this, but not to be the serious one.
I don't know much about this, but everybody's saying that's the worst casting here.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it looks like it could be fun.
Uh-huh.
It's probably going to be terrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. No, in the same way that a root canal, like, could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They're like have to go to another planet to get a MacGuffin. That's what it seems like.
You got to go to a place to get a thing, and there's pop music, 70s pop music playing in the background because Guardians of the Galaxy has been hugely successful.
My first thought watching this was, you guys remember, I think I text you this.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, you remember Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, here it is again, except much worse.
This looks like a Guardians of the Galaxy ripoff.
Yeah. The goofiness, weird team up of space people go to another planet and fight things like
they're
that's just Guardians.
A band of misfits that they're have to work together.
Band of misfits that got to come together, learn to work together as a team. Looks, you know, vaguely violent, but maybe not too violent.
I wonder what this is rated.
I don't think it's been rated yet, but it's okay. Probably going to get a PG-13 is my guess. I mean, you think this is an R?
Well, in the spirit of the game, it should be an R. I know Borderlands is pretty violent.
Oh, is the game also a piece of shit? Because this movie looks like it's keeping in the spirit of that, then.
From what I understand, it's a very popular game.
It is, I know. I'm being mean. This trailer looks terrible.
So you're like, fuck, I'm checked out all the way on this one.
Look, you know me pretty well. You know my taste in movies.
Oh, yeah.
You knew what you were doing when you sent me that trailer.
Oh, yeah.
You knew this. You knew I wasn't going to watch that and go, looks like fun. Guess I'll go watch that. I'll clap when they win at the end. Fuck no. Obviously. I don't have a prediction for this movie other than I'm not going to see it.
Oh, I have a prediction.
Oh, okay. What's your prediction?
They're going to struggle
to get
along as a team.
Oh, my.
There's going to be a point where they separate, and then they all get back together at the end, and the power of friendship wins the day. And they end up sticking together as a team at the end.
Wow. I don't know how you found the conviction to say something so bold. I guess we'll have to find out if that happens. I don't know. I've never seen a movie like that, so. No, this looks like every movie you've ever seen in the last 10 years. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
All right. It definitely looks like Guardians.
Yeah. Maybe not, you know, except not good, but yeah.
If.
Yeah. This falls under the category of movie I'm never going to see, but it looks pretty good. This is the John Krasinski, Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds was busy this year.
Yeah.
That's another one. Ryan Reynolds. He's a movie star.
That's true. Yeah, I agree with that.
A movie star who I don't know has ever been in a great movie.
Except Deadpool.
Except Deadpool.
Yeah.
He is I like Ryan Reynolds very much. He is inexplicably rich and not inexplicably. We know he got rich, but he's very, very rich and very, very famous. And gun to my head, I probably could not name five non-Deadpool Ryan Reynolds movies.
He is very much like The Rock, too, where he's got his hands in a bunch of different things.
Yes. He has a very Adam Sandler-esque way of doing things where he keeps everything very tight. It's all within a closed system. He controls marketing, he controls the sponsorships, they all kind of feed into each other. Like, there's a lot of money flowing in Ryan Reynolds' projects. There's nothing wrong with that. It's really smart. But it's all in service of movies that outside of Deadpool are just like not very good. Like, they're always so forgettable.
Well, one thing I heard about that, what is it called? Red Notice, that he's in, The Rock's in. And
yeah.
So, like,
according to Netflix, the most watched movie of all time or something like that.
Every time Ryan Reynolds is drinking in that show.
Yeah, it's aviation.
Yeah, and then every time The Rock is drinking.
Saramana.
Exactly.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are smart. And they are. I mean, look, The Rock and Ryan Reynolds both, like, them teaming up for movies makes all the sense in the world because they are both very media, marketing savvy.
Likeable.
They're both good actors.
Well, The Rock's not very likeable right now. Well, for a WWE fan.
But we know he's playing a bit, right? Like, he's doing a thing. No, he's not likable at all.
Did you see the last promo he just did in Arizona?
No, that's what I saw was the Salt Lake City one. My new home.
I'll wrap this. I'm not going to say the whole thing, but
okay.
Real quick, he's like, he goes, is anybody here from Phoenix? They were in Scottsdale. He's like, well, I guess Scottsdale's, 10 minutes away from Phoenix. He goes, well, I got some good news. The Rock did some research and it turns out that this is the number one city for the most meth use and cocaine use in America. And he's like,
wow.
Finally, you all have something great to inject into your veins. And it was worse than that, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
He was just going off, but...
Well, his Salt Lake promo was pretty gnarly, too. I mean, he was calling everybody, like, trailer park trash and hicks and pieces of shit.
He told one chick in the crowd he was going to come and slap the herpes off her lip.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that on this last promo, too. He said, you know how many women in this arena want to go one-on-one with the great one?
Wow. You know, this has been really interesting to watch. I'm into wrestling now. I don't know what happened to me. This has been interesting to watch because you almost feel like first of all, they had to save their own storyline.
Yeah.
And you can almost see him getting like back into being really comfortable on the
mic.
He's almost like his progression has been like better and better and better and better.
Yeah.
When he first did it, he came out and it was good, but he was just in like his regular street clothes. Now he's coming out in costume and he's really like, he's really getting into it. I'm like, oh, he likes this.
He's buying the most ridiculous shirts he can find to get
funny.
Heat. But anyhow.
Anyway, yeah. The point
that's
is
a different tangent.
Yes, sorry. The point is that these guys both are
they know
smart,
their marketing.
Yes, they know their marketing, super marketable. They know how to pick product. I mean, look at The Rock. Like, yeah, he had a bad couple years, and what did he do? He ran back to what he knows is safe. He's back in Fast and Furious. He's back in WWE, and he's doing more Moana stuff. Those were all really successful.
Not only is he back in like WWE, but he's a board member of TKO.
Right. He's a businessman in WWE at this point.
He gained back the rights to his name and all his catchphrases so he can use that shit for himself now. So
really?
Yeah. And then with Ryan Reynolds, he owns a soccer team, I think.
Wrexham. Wrexham Soccer Club.
Yeah.
But even like, so that's another fascinating thing that he did. Sorry, this turned into the business of movie making podcast.
Oh, that's right.
It's more interesting. But that's another thing where he's figured out ways to like loop everything in. Like, yeah, he bought a soccer team. He controls the sponsorships for that soccer team. Guess who's a big sponsor? Aviation Gin. And then he created a reality TV show about the soccer team so he could sell that. And it's like, these guys understand how to take one thing and make it like squeeze every dollar out of it. And I don't say that as a dig. I say that admirably.
Ryan Reynolds is also part owner of that Mint.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. I think he sold and then he stayed on. He's a very good marketing guy. Mm. So he now stayed on as like the voice of Mint Mobile because I'm pretty sure he sold his ownership stake in that and aviation.
So maybe we should talk about the fucking movie we just brought up, huh?
Were we talking about a movie? I didn't think we were talking about a movie. If?
Yeah. Basically, the gist of it is it's a little girl who's going through some kind of issues and as a coping mechanism, she ends up being able to see the imaginary friends of all the other kids around her.
Mm, okay.
So it's kind of like, as Ryan Reynolds described it, a live-action Pixar.
It reminded me of Monsters, Inc. That's the vibe I was getting.
Sure.
Have you seen that?
Yep.
Yeah. Long time ago. But you know what I'm now realizing is, I don't know if I actually watched this trailer. I watched the one where Randall Park sits in for John Krasinski as the running office joke. Did you see The Office?
No.
Then this will make no sense. But in The Office, Randall Park, who's another actor, now also very famous, in The Office, they play a prank on somebody else where Randall Park comes into The Office one day and is Jim, John Krasinski's character. And they're trying to drive somebody else crazy and be like, you're not Jim, you're whatever. That was Randall Park. And it was like it's been a running gag forever. So there's a trailer for If that played before the Super Bowl where Randall Park is once again sitting in for John Krasinski and trying to convince Ryan Reynolds that he is indeed John Krasinski.
I saw this.
Oh, you saw this one. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's funny. But if you haven't seen The Office, it's like there's no context for it. But it's a very long running joke.
I was wondering, why does it say John Krasinski underneath this guy?
Yeah.
And he's sitting there in a director's chair talking about he had this idea forever and...
Yeah.
All this,
does this make a little more sense now?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. It's an office joke.
Okay.
But the movie itself, again, under the category of movies that look fine that I'll never see.
Dog Man.
That looks good.
I just added this right before Matt came over to record this.
I know nothing about it because he sent me this trailer 2 minutes before I walked in to do this, and it looks...
What the
weird.
Fuck, dude? Well, first of all, this is directed by Luc Besson, which I don't know if anybody knows who that is.
I know that name.
He directed Taken.
Oh, okay.
A few Taken movies.
One was good.
Yeah, one was good.
So that's good.
He directed Lucy, which...
Okay.
That's fair, I guess. It's not that great, but it's okay. A couple other movies I can't think of off the top of my head. They're good. They're good movies. This just looks absolutely batshit insane.
In a good way.
The protagonist of this has 100 dogs. He owns 100 dogs.
Yeah, it looks more like hundreds of dogs.
Hundreds of dogs.
Yeah, he's really into dogs, and he likes their philosophy of only the strong survive.
And is he dressed in drag in some of this, too?
He's in drag, yep. And I can't tell if he's a performer or if he's just an enthusiast. So he's in drag. He's also shooting people with shotguns.
In drag.
In drag. And then sometimes not in drag.
Yeah.
I have no idea what this movie is about.
I don't either.
But I know I want to see it.
Me too. It looks absolutely insane.
Yeah, it does. I don't have anything else to say about it. It looks crazy, but it looks great. If we're going to stay on crazy but great, should we move on to Boy Kills World with Bill Skarsgård and H. John Benjamin?
Yes.
Okay. This is another absolutely insane looking movie. I will be honest, at the beginning of this trailer, I don't know, these movies, like, I'm always very skeptical of what I'll call the John Wick knockoff world because none of them are typically very good. This looks very good.
Bill Skarsgård is the protagonist.
Yes, he's mute. He was attacked. He lives in what I'll call like a Hunger Games type world.
Yes.
Looks like it's run by some evil. Oh, it's run by Famke Janssen. From X-Men.
Yes.
A lot of X-Men
connections. A lot of X-Men tie-ins, huh?
X-Men tie-ins. Well, there's a lot of people in those movies, too. Yeah. So she runs this, like, sort of totalitarian, corporate-looking world. Every year, there's, like, a corporate-sponsored fight to the death of people as a way of... They call it the culling, which, of course, is, like, to cull something is to get rid of or kill things. So very Hunger Games, and he goes on a killing spree to attack her as revenge for killing his family. That's the basic premise. But then it also, you know, he's mute, so he's voiced by H. John Benjamin, who voices Archer and Bob's Burgers and A Can of Soup and Wet Hot American Summer. Have you ever seen Wet Hot American Summer?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we got to do that at some point.
It's on the list.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. This is another one. It looks crazy, but I got to see this. It looks so fun.
Ultra violent.
Yeah.
Just
darkly funny.
Absolutely bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a ton of fun. Like you said, there's going to be a lot of humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
It does kind of feel a little John Wick-y mixed with the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any predictions for this.
Oh, no, neither do I.
Because I don't know.
Okay, we're making fun predictions for things that we know will be silly.
Yes.
Like Walter Peck getting slimed again. That's, we just know that's coming or something like it.
Well, like the one we're about to talk about right now, which is Damsel.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
So this, I brought this movie up because it's starring Millie Bobby Brown, who they're clearly trying to make a big star now.
Oh, yeah.
Coming
yeah.
off of Stranger Things, especially.
Well, and Stranger Things is wrapping up next right. year, so that's over.
Right.
Those kids are going to be 35 and yeah. playing high school students still, mm-hmm. which is great.
This looks like evil, what do we call it? Nursery, or not nursery.
Fairy tale.
Fairy tale.
Yeah, it's. I couldn't even follow the trailer. My reaction after seeing it, my exact quote was, this looks like a movie I would pay money not to go have to see, and I stand by that.
Well, they show the whole fucking movie in the trailer too.
That's the other thing. You see the whole movie in the trailer.
Like her mom or whoever says, "Don't trust her." Mm-hmm. Then she marries this prince. They're all wearing these like Eyes Wide Shut masks, and then she closes her eyes. A prince throws her down the well. She has to fight off a dragon. It shows her escaping from the thing. Now she's got a sword on her back, and she's a strong female character.
Oh boy, that's gonna be laid on pretty thick.
Oh yeah, and then it shows her like attacking. It shows a whole fucking movie in the yeah. trailer. Mm-hmm. Now she's attacking the castle. It just.
I don't think there's gonna be a prince that slays the dragon at the end of it. I'll just say that
there will not be.
No, that's my prediction.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gonna say this is how the girls slay the dragon.
100%. So, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It doesn't. Whatever. Doesn't look great.
Here's one you're going to love to talk about.
Okay.
Godzilla X Kong, new trailer.
Oh, I actually have the most notes on that movie. I just wrote this. I might have been drinking when I wrote this. I just said, this movie has everything. An 11-year-old deaf girl who is the one and can communicate with Godzilla and King Kong. She will be their leader. A Kong-Godzilla team-up in slow motion. A blue laser shooting into the sky for some reason. Corny, predictable dialogue that you've heard everywhere else. Black comic relief sidekick character. And Kong gets an infinity gauntlet.
You know what this movie has become? Transformers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Real, I mean, it Transformers is vibes.
Abundantly clear in this. And if you see the first Godzilla movie from Gareth Edwards, uh-huh. it is nothing like this.
I have never seen it. I think I've seen clips of it, and it is so not that. It is so grounded compared to where we ended up.
When you watch 2014 Godzilla, mm. I can't fucking believe that movie is going to be... It is 10 years old this year.
10 years old, yeah.
It would actually qualify for us to cover that on this podcast.
Yeah.
That is insane, dude.
Yep.
Anyhow.
Mike and Matt have an existential crisis, the subheading of our podcast.
But it's so grounded. Like, you can actually believe that you're... I love that movie. Because you can believe you're. This is happening. You can believe you're on the ground. You know, a lot of people bitch that he hid the monsters a lot until the end. You don't get a lot of Godzilla. Uh-huh. King of Monsters, and actually King Kong on, is where they really start to ramp up the silliness.
Yeah.
And now it's become Transformers.
Yeah, I think where everything went wrong was whatever the one that was released kind of like in the thick of COVID, or like when movies were starting to come out again, and it was a Godzilla Kong team up. I don't remember what it was called. That movie did well. Like, by the standards of COVID times, it did very well in the theaters. So, you know, from then on, I think they, you know, Hollywood always learns the wrong lesson. They went, oh, well, people love that, so we're going to go in that direction now. And that was like the silly direction.
There's a clip of like Godzilla and Kong like running into battle. Like,
yeah.
You see Godzilla run, dude.
And the funny thing is how they move in this movie, or in this trailer, is so weird. Like, Godzilla at one point, or Kong at one point, is fighting, and he's fighting like Bruce Lee would fight. The movements are so fluid. He doesn't look like an ape flailing around. He looks like a human doing gymnastics.
Yes.
It's weird.
And I noticed
Godzilla's literally running, like with his arms like flailing off to the side, like Baywatch running. It is weird.
Donkey Kong has King Kong has a fucking
Donkey Kong. He might as well be Donkey
Infinity
Kong.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. Oh God, so much voiceover too. Cut to the line. We've made some improvements to his magic glove or whatever.
And I don't understand, like, in Godzilla 2014, the technology that they have is like the technology we have now. Mm-hmm. Now they've got flying spaceships, and they've made an infinity gauntlet for King Kong, and they're boring into like hollow earth and fucking portals. And
so this probably is not going to be as good as Godzilla Minus One. Oh my God, guess.
Mecha Godzilla. And like, it just, they've gone so far the other direction. It's borderline a parody now.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I know that Godzilla eventually became pretty silly.
I think it became silly like pretty quickly too.
Right. Yeah. The first Godzilla is dead serious.
Very serious. You know? I finally watched. You watched it, then I finally watched it afterwards. Yeah. But it is deadly serious.
Yeah. So, I understand that there's a lot of silliness in Godzilla, and that's fine, and I'm okay with that. But they've all the fucking unnecessary CGI and blue lasers and all the other spaceships and shit. This has turned into Transformers and annoying human characters, which you see in the trailer. Millie Bobby Brown was in two of these. Is she in this one too?
I don't think so.
I didn't see her.
She took one look at that and said, oh no, I'm going to go do this movie with Netflix. I'm going to be a princess.
Yeah.
Who kills a dragon. That'll be much better.
So obviously we know what will happen in this movie. There's going to be a point where they fight each other.
Of course.
There's going to be a point where they have to team up.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to beat the evil monkey who's coming for war.
Okay. So they're also going to learn the value of friendship. And
then at the end, we're going to get a voiceover by Peter Cullen. And he's going to say, we will be here to protect Earth. Cue Linkin Park.
The best movie 2007 had to offer.
Yeah.
It'd be great if it ends on a freeze frame, 80s style, where Godzilla and Kong just like jump up and high five, freeze
that
frame.
That would be even better.
I'd go see it if they did that.
Kung Fu Panda 4, really quick trailer. Not much to say.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I wanted to say about this is, how are these still going? The first was made in 2008. I didn't realize that. I've never seen any of them. This and Despicable Me 4 kind of can lump into the same category again, in that like I'm never going to see these movies, but they don't look bad, and if I had kids or if I was a kid, I'd probably be really into these cuz they look fine. They look like one of those movies where you can take your kids, but the adults are also going to get some chuckles out of it.
Kung Fu Panda 1 and 2 are pretty good.
Okay.
I can't remember the third one at all, so that tells me, I guess, everything I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Imaginary.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this one up. This trailer, I had never even heard of this.
This is Killer Bear?
This is Killer Bear Imaginary Friend Hybrid.
Yeah.
So I saw the movie Origin the other night, Ava DuVernay's Origin, which was very, very good. I'll have more to say about that in our top 10 of the year, most likely. Highly recommend it if you love academic studies that are also movies. So me and five other people, but it was great.
Were you in there by yourself?
No, I was not. I was in there with one other elderly person and five.
As is most of Matt's screenings. Yeah, it's not being done for this show.
Yeah, most of my screening that we're not talking about is me, a couple other elderly people, and that's it.
Matt would fucking hate if this was a weekly show where we review the movies just coming out. Like,
oh no, I'd be so miserable.
He's got to go see Godzilla versus Kong opening night.
No, I'd be so miserable. Oh, and opening night? Okay, on that tangent, I've never been to one of those opening night movies for, you know, big whatever. I have a feeling if I did, I'd probably blow my brains out because the amount of applause and cheering I'd have to deal with. Fucking
I saw Godzilla and I clapped.
I saw Godzilla and Kong and I clapped. I mean, oh God, I see. I mean, like, people who stand and cheer and applaud at post-credit sequences because Superman showed up for a minute or Peter Quill knocked on a door or Evan Peters showed. I mean, God.
You know how many times that's going to happen in Deadpool with all the cameos?
We're going to have to go see it like 3 weeks after it comes out on a Wednesday afternoon. But no, I know you're right. It's Tobey Maguire is going to show up and people are going to cheer and I'm going to die a little inside.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh yeah, Imaginary. it's every Insidious movie you've ever seen, or what is the La Llorona stuff, the Conjuring movies. It's that morphed into one, and little girl has an imaginary friend that wants to kill people, and there's a book about the lore of imaginary friends they have to go find in a dusty old library, and then she goes into the imaginary friend world, and somebody has to go save her. It looks horrendous. It looks so bad.
Yes.
I hate these types of movies. Yes. I love horror movies. We did a whole horror run last year.
It's a Blumhouse production?
It's funny. Blumhouse used to be like, well, there's two sides to Blumhouse, because Blumhouse knows how to do quality, but they will also put their name on anything. Blumhouse has done movies you've never heard of and never will hear of that are awful, but they will just stamp their name on anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on this? Or can we just move on?
No, I don't.
Okay. It looks pretty bad. Let's see, what else? Oh, Wicked, the Wizard of Oz prequel musical.
Yeah.
Following in a line of movies now that are musicals where we don't want to tell the audience they're musicals until they go into the screening. Mean Girls did this. Color Purple just did this.
I don't think this is going to be the disaster that Cats was.
No, I don't think so either. It looks okay.
Something with the CGI looks off to me.
It looks horrible.
The woman who's playing the witch, I don't know. Something just looks off about her presentation.
It all looks off. The whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. My note on this was just this movie looks bad, and it doesn't look like a bad movie. It looks bad. It looks bad. Weird.
Yeah, visually.
Visually, it looks off.
I agree.
How does this? Why do these $200 million mega movies keep looking like ass?
Listen, I'm going to see this, so I'll take one for the team here, because I took my wife, when we first got together for Christmas, to see this as a musical.
Right.
Maybe this is too much information, but...
Oh, boy.
I wasn't feeling the best that day. I was fucking shitting nonstop.
Okay.
So, I don't remember too much about it. I was just trying to push through.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I was trying not to push
through. You were sitting there just sweating the whole time like, yeah. I got this.
Pretty much.
I got this.
Yeah. So,
oh geez, that's horrible.
I don't remember a ton about the musical, so my wife will probably be able to lend more thoughts on that, I guess.
Okay,
but
you know, I mean, I've never seen the musical. I love The Wizard of Oz, the first one. I mean, if you're gonna do a Wizard of Oz movie, talk about a slap in the face. That is one of the most, the 1938 one or whatever it came out, 39 I think. One of the most visually stunning still to this day, and influential and transformative movies for how movies looked and were shot, and the first color movie, and just for its great great granddaughter to be this shitty looking CGI mess is really disappointing. You're right, the whole thing just looks off and distracting, and it might be a good movie. It's got a great cast, and I love the music.
Well, do you know the woman's name playing the witch? I can't think of her name.
I do not.
She's a great singer. Mm-hmm. I can't think of her name for the life of me right now.
Hang on to the Googles to look this up.
So the movie will at least be, you know, in that regard, I think the music will be really good.
Yeah, I mean, we get like one clip at the end of the big, you know, the big, I don't remember, I don't know the name of it. I'm not a musical guy, but of the big number, and it sounds good. I'm sure it'll be good in that regard.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Meh. This is another one you can go see. Ariana Grande.
That's the witch?
That's Ariana Grande, yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah. She's Glinda. She's one of the witches. And then Cynthia Erivo is the other witch. I think she's the Wicked Witch.
Is that the one with the green? That's the one with the green skin.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think I've seen her in something else where she was maybe in fucking Cats, dude.
Okay.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, and Michelle Yeoh's in it. Look, I'm still pumped for the Michelle Yeoh renaissance.
Sure.
She deserves the world. She's amazing. Amazing action star. Amazing Bond girl.
I got two movies left on this list, and then
Kay.
We're done.
Okay.
And I'm saving the best for last.
So am I. We all know what we're talking about.
Yeah. We're going to do Quiet Place Day One right now, though.
Okay.
Have you seen the first two Quiet Places?
No, and I hear they're great.
They are.
Okay.
I like both movies.
Okay, maybe I'll get caught up on it, and we can go see it.
So with this one, it's before all the shit happened. Right? Like, literally, they show you day one what the fuck is going on here. So I think that's an interesting concept, but I almost wonder if they're going to ruin the kind of the terror behind it when you don't really know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, it's the classic, the less you see of the scary thing, the scarier it is.
Yeah, I wonder if they're kind of peeling back the curtain too much.
Mm-hmm. Over-explaining.
Yeah. What this is focused on... is a completely different couple, or they're not a couple, I think. I think that guy may have found her. Mm. Like, that's the impression I got in the trailer. He kind of saved her from the rubble or whatever.
Okay.
I
was getting real, like, I Am Legend vibes.
Sure.
New York Falls.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get caught up on them. I love movies like that, and it looks good. I agree with you. Maybe over-explain-y. It's the classic Hollywood thing. We don't need to know how lightsabers get built. We don't need to know how proton packs get built. We don't need to know what the monsters are in A Quiet Place. All that matters is they're the monsters.
Yeah.
You don't need to know all this stuff.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a 6-part miniseries on Disney Plus, how the lightsabers are made.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, should we save the best for last?
We shall.
We're both talking about Twisters, right?
We are.
Okay, great. Look, obviously, like most people, I am a huge fan of the original Twisters. I think it's genuinely one of the greatest movies ever made. And this new one looks like they have kind of recaptured that magic and that heart that was in the... I can't do that. Obviously. Obviously. I had this whole thing written.
I think Matt texted me when this came out and said, I just watched the trailer for Twisters. Holy shit, do I have so much to say about this.
Yes, I do. Okay. Obviously, I'm kidding. Twisters. Okay. Twister is a movie that if you were alive pre-2000, you saw 100 times on TNT, right? It was always on TV. It was omnipresent. It's a fine movie. It's okay. It's interesting.
It was ridiculous then, though.
It was silly then, and it's even sillier now because the premise is these people have to chase Twisters in vans to do scientific research. That kind of makes sense in 1996. In 2024, when we have drones and satellites, it does not. Every year, there is a movie that comes out, you know, a remake, a sequel, a reboot, a legacy sequel, whatever. And it makes me think, wow, they've finally done it. They've finally reached the bottom of the barrel on shit you remember that they're going to make into a new movie. And every year another one comes along and I say, nope, that's the bottom of the barrel. Twisters has got to be the bottom of the barrel. Who was asking for a Twisters legacy sequel? What is happening here?
Look.
And it looks like a bad movie.
I got predictions right now.
Oh, so do I.
So what I think is going to happen is this fucking cowboy wannabe guy.
Yep.
Who is Glenn, played by Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. He's having a moment right now. Yeah.
Who has been in a lot of shitty movies, but for some reason they're pushing this guy as a star.
Well, so he was in Top Gun Maverick, but he's obviously not the reason Top Gun Maverick was successful. He was fine in it. And then he was just in that rom-com with Sydney Sweeney.
Which bombed.
It bombed, but then it got like a weird second life on streaming or something. Like it did really well when it hit the streaming market.
I can think of two reasons
why.
Yeah,
so can I. Maybe three.
But so he's like this Tex-Mex or fucking
Tex-Mex.
Not Tex-Mex.
He's a big bowl of nachos, Jason. Yeah.
I was gonna say
he's like a Tex. He's the Texan.
Let's
right?
say Tex bro, dude.
Sure, Tex bro. That's a good way of looking.
He's
at
like,
it. Not tech bro, Texas bro.
I get the feeling like what they're doing in this is not really for scientific research. He's a fucking YouTuber.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like, because they treat him, oh, look at that. There's Texarkana over there. He's a celebrity.
Right, okay.
Like, he's this big star.
Okay, that is at least, I didn't think about that. That is a good angle. If you're going to do this, you can't do the scientific research thing, even though they are in this movie. The other team is the science team.
And of course, well, most of this is happening because of climate change.
Yeah. Well.
Which.
It is. Yeah, it is. That's
but you
true.
Know they're going to hit you over the head with that.
Well, of course. But that's also like, you know.
Right.
It's true.
Right. But then this other guy who represents the Republic. I mean.
Right.
You know,
yes.
The douchebags. He's going to be the YouTube celebrity. Yeah. But then, like, they join forces.
Oh, so you're saying that they have to learn to work together as a team even though they don't like each other?
You see it in the trailer. And he's like, you can't run from your problems. You gotta ride them out. And
then, for fuck's sake.
He says that in the trailer.
Oh, God. I don't remember that. I've seen this trailer, like, 7 times. I swear it's everywhere. And I forget it every single time. Because all I can think is, why are you doing a Twister sequel? Who cares?
The CGI looks like it hasn't left the 90s.
No, it looks terrible.
They tried to do a disaster movie like this a few years ago. I can't remember the name of it, but I watched it and it was fucking awful.
There, one of the opening line in this trailer is something like, there's a Twister coming at the car and somebody says, you know, overdubbed, I don't know what's in that thing, but it's big. It's like, it's a Twister. That's what's in it.
You want to hear something real sad? I went to D23 and they had panels for each movie that was coming out, right? Bill Paxton was in that movie I'm telling you about. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me. But he was there talking and was like trying to like talk this movie up. Like it was such a great movie.
Oh, that's so depressing.
And I think that was one of his last movies, dude.
I was going to say, he just passed, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'll have to look it up. But
okay, that's so sad. This is sad. That's sad.
Why do they think there's any juice left in this turnip?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, are there Twister fans? I mean, I know people like Twister. It's a likable 90s movie that you're nostalgic for. Again, like you watched on TV. I think I even looked up the Rotten Tomatoes for the original Twister, and it was like 56%. And I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. So half of people are like, yeah, it's fine because it's fine.
Right.
Why they thought they just needed a sequel. Even the name, it kind of reminded me of that story of James Cameron pitching Aliens when he just walked into the room and he wrote a dollar sign on the end of Alien. And he's like, that's what we're going to do, boys. And I'm like, that's this. It's just Twisters.
I hate this.
I hate where Hollywood's at right now. It's, we need to shut everything down until we can figure out what's going on around here.
I can't, man. I wish I could find that, the name of that fucking movie, but anyhow, it was terrible. That's really all I can tell you about it.
So any predictions for Twisters? Do you think there's going to be like Helen Hunt's going to show up at the end and say, we're putting together a Twister team? And there's going to be like CGI Philip Seymour Hoffman guiding them through the Twister at the end.
That would be fantastic. Do you think she makes cameo?
Absolutely. In the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Where they're putting together the Twister Avengers.
Oh, my God.
What a disgusting mess.
I can't find that fucking movie, dude.
Well, if it's that bad, it probably just disappeared.
Is it so bad they just wiped it off of his IMDb?
Yeah, probably. It probably just disappeared from the face of the planet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyhow.
All right, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Anything else we need to cover, or we good?
No, Deadpool versus Wolverine is obviously the one we're looking forward to the most. So.
Deadpool, Wolverine, Boy Kills World looks really good. Dogman looks pretty good. Look, we said at the end of last year that 2024 could be a pretty rough year for movies, especially with the strikes and the lingering effects of that. But it looks like there's some interesting stuff coming out. And Ghostbusters, hey. Maybe we'll be wrong. Maybe this will finally be
I'm hoping.
Maybe this is finally the good Ghostbusters sequel.
All right, well, we are starting an X-Men run very soon. Maybe not next week, but definitely the week after.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Bye, guys.